on a Tuesday morning. We always have our chamber chat, and Judy made it across the street. You didn't have to wait very long. There wasn't
I did
not much
today,
traffic.
But now there's a lot of traffic going across.
and it's not raining usually.
No, it's a gorgeous day. Gorgeous day. It's a Chamber of Commerce day. We always like
to say that.
No matter if it's raining, snowing, sleeting, or whatever, it's a great day to be in town. And we've got a lot of things happening today. One thing for the Chamber side is we have Touch a Truck. And we have Towmaster. We're celebrating Manufacturing Month. Towmaster is over at Ripley School today with a couple of big trucks. Janae is over there with them, and all the kids get to come out and touch a truck and see what the big trucks are all about. And so I'm going to run over there after we're done here today and check out what's happening over there. So
you're going to touch a truck.
I'm going to touch a truck. Yes, indeed. And the kids always like to, last year when we did this, they loved to get up inside the truck and they beep the horn. So they're going to be doing that, I'm sure, until noon today. So if people in that area hear horns going off, it's nothing special, but we're doing Touch a Truck. So today we have with us for Chamber Chat, Nuvera, who is got lots of things happening, and they are our business of the month. And so we would like to find out what is all happening. So we have Mike with Nuvera, and I'll let you start, and you can go ahead and tell us what's happening.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much for having Nuvera and allowing us to be Business of the Month this month. So I guess probably the biggest update is the fiber project is still moving along. My guess, best estimate, because as a salesperson, they don't share everything with me.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have 95% of Litchfield done. We hope by the end of the year things are progressing, and we are starting to hook people up in town. So, you know, fiber just gives you that extra speed and that you need, and more reliability. And so we've lowered all our pricing, so it's economical to get internet and telephone. Video service is still a challenge, but more and more people are switching to streaming, which it seems to be a little bit more economical depending on the number of things you subscribe to. So the biggest thing I guess we want to talk about today is October is Cybersecurity Month. So a lot of statistics out there, a lot of things that even small businesses need to concern themselves with. You know, 75% of the small businesses that would get hit by ransomware are done. They can't afford to pay for to get their data back, and so they just close up shop. They just can't. And so big companies are getting hit with data breaches and things like that. Those are the ones we hear about, but we don't hear about the everyday customers or businesses that are getting hit with hacks and ransomware and things like that. So I'm a business salesman for Nuvera, so I call on the business community, and we've taken a serious look at cybersecurity and now offer a program called Network Risk Assessment, where we will come in and take a look at your network, and in the end we give you a report and say this is where you're at today, and then give recommendations on if you do these steps, here's where you can be when you complete those steps. So we've had a number of customers that we've done that with, and we've made some changes for them, and it's kind of a neat table or chart that you get at the end, because it's green, yellow, and red. So, you know, red is critical. You know, stop. Okay. We got to talk about this. We got to do it. lights or do something. Yellow is something more precautionary, meaning that, yes, it's maybe something we need to address, but it's not critical right now. And green, you're good on that. So, and it's not just one and done. You need to do ongoing assessments to figure out where you're at and making sure that you're protecting your network from risk, that your employees are well trained on what to look for, and making sure that that you're keeping ahead of the game and keeping your business open. So,
yeah, I know this security. I just saw yesterday someone on a Facebook page was talking about the security too. So we have to be careful.
Very much so. There's a number of ways of doing it. There's applications that you can put on your system to try to catch things, but it's gotten to the point now where, you know, depending on how critical your data is, we actually have companies now that are monitoring your system 24/7, 365, and they're catching things before they even get to your network. They're reaching out, and then they're quarantining that information, and then giving you a heads up. Is this something that you need, or did we catch the right thing? So it's got, the hackers have gotten very sophisticated. A number of these companies actually that are doing this cybersecurity are owned by former hackers. So,
yeah, sure.
You know, because they know how to get around the system. So now they're trying to help block all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, another big part of, well, since you're talking Cybersecurity Month, is being involved if you're, well, you guys are in that type of business. We're in the radio business. I'll use this as an example. I'll get phone calls belonging to the state organization of radio stations, the Minnesota Broadcasters. And somebody will say, hey, we're out here in Duluth, or we're over here in Rochester. We've had this happen. So make sure your levels of security are up, and they'll probably tell you how much you need.
Yeah.
But being involved in that kind of a deal and being in touch with even other businesses in your local town, all of a sudden it's like, bam, they start hitting a certain area or a certain industry, these hackers. And it's like, huh, okay, they think they got an easy one here. And
a couple of years ago, and it's still true today, you got to look where the money is, right?
Yeah.
And we're in rural Minnesota. Agriculture, 2 years ago, we had an elevator that got hacked with ransomware, and they were literally handwriting tickets because their system was down. And I don't remember right now how long they were down, but that happened right here in Minnesota. We have a company in Hutchinson that we received a letter. We, Nuvera, received a letter from the FBI that somebody, some nefarious actor was trying to get into their network, and it was during COVID. They had their doors locked. They would not answer the phone. They would not return our phone calls. We literally went out with the letter from the FBI, put it up against the window. We need to talk to somebody right now. So, I mean, it's very serious, and it's the amount of money that is being lost today by businesses is unbelievable. By the end of 2023, it's going to be $8 trillion worldwide.
Wow.
So, and they're predicting by 2025, $10.5 trillion. Less than 2 years away. So, yeah. Yep.
It's not a shrinking business.
It is not. And you know, if you're in business, you want to stay in business. So how do you get around it? How do you protect yourself?
So give a call. Nuvera.
Yep.
And I think there's some workshops that are being planned, too.
We have a lunch and learn today. Open invitation. I think we have plenty of food there. We're at the... Family Resource Health Resources Building, room 200, at 11:45. Be a lunch served, and then a short presentation, and then Q&A afterwards. And honestly, there's a lot of questions in this realm right now. So yeah.
So if people, a big flag is we have no firewalls. A lot of small businesses don't even have firewalls.
Yeah.
And that's probably your first line of defense?
First line of defense is that, then antivirus, then malware protection, then it goes on and on. So, again, depending on budget and things like that, and that's where we try to work with the customers. There's companies out there now that will send, and in fact, Nuvera is doing it now. Once a quarter, we get training videos on watching for phishing and things like that, and we'll get fake emails sent out to us. If you click on a link in that email, you get remedial training. So
I'm sure you do.
So, and that's available to every business out there. So, but again, those are all things that we do an assessment with a customer, figure out what their needs actually are, and then design a program around that. So,
well, that's interesting. So you guys are a Chamber Business of the Month, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes, we appreciate them as one of our great chamber members. And so any information, give us maybe some phone numbers where we could or where we can get information about Nuvera.
Okay. The easiest for me, because I don't remember phone numbers like I used to, other than my own. Go to nuvera.net. Okay. That's our website. It has our 800 number on there. My local number, if it's a local business wanting to contact me, I actually have a Litchfield number. It's 593-4302. I cover Litchfield and a portion of Hutchinson. So,
And if you don't remember those numbers or website, give the chamber office a call and we'll hook you up.
Very good. We appreciate the chamber.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else, Judy, that you might have?
You know, just there's a lot of different fall events that are going on right now. So check on the table tents or give us a call and we'll do that. So the chamber number is 693-8184, judy@litch.com or janae@litch.com.
Wonderful. Well, Judy, thanks for coming in today, and thanks for bringing Mike and his muscle man, Eric, along with him.
That's right. So glad we could be a part of it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.